On the ballot next Tuesday in Hillsborough County is a proposal to renew a local land preservation program. It's known as the Environmental Lands Acquisition and Protection Program, or better known as ELAP. The referendum asks voters to approve $200 million in bonds for land acquisition, but unless it's approved, the program will end in 2011. Supporters say the amount that Hillsborough homeowners would pay amounts to around $27 a year for a home assessed at $300,000. One public official who was critical in getting the program up and running some 20 years ago was former Hillsborough County Commissioner Jan Platt, who is now actively campaigning for the measure in next week's election.
I got on the county commission in 1978, and it became very obvious to me as I sat on the county commission that the unincorporated Hillsborough was growing very rapidly, and that if lands weren't set aside back then, that they would ultimately get paved over. And so it was in 86, really, that I proposed it, and it was on the ballot in 87. And the public understood it, and they've understood it when we renewed it, because it's so obvious that we have so many beautiful areas that need to be kept for the future.
And let's talk about that. I understand there's roughly about 44,000 acres out there. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, we've already purchased about 40. We've purchased 44,700 acres. And then they already have, I think, listed about another 44,000. But with the economy as it is, we probably have more willing sellers out there. So there may be much more acreage than we've talked about because of the economy.
And maybe perhaps a better price than
absolutely.
Recent years.
Absolutely. And you know, the key to this program is that the seller has to be a willing seller. And oftentimes a parcel that we really would like to have, we don't have the willing seller. But we're banking on the fact that hopefully there'll be far more willing sellers.
We're speaking with former Hillsborough County Commissioner Jan Platt about the ELAP program, which will be up in Hillsborough County to approve or vote down as initiative next Tuesday, November 4th. Now, let me ask you this, Jan, because money is certainly tight right now for everybody. Why is it in the Hillsborough County homeowners' interest to pay for this?
Well, it's a continuation of a tax that's already on the books.
And so it's not a new tax.
It's not a new tax. And it's an investment in the future. And I think that when the 71% of the voters said yes the first time and close to 73% said yes the second time, I think voters are very smart and they understand that it's an investment for the future. And it's less than a quarter of a mil, which is just a pittance in the scheme of things, and it's not a new tax.
You know, some people, whether it's a new tax or an old tax, it's a tax, and they're going to say, you know, a tighter economy, and now people are hurting, that we can't afford to do this anymore. What do you say to that?
I say that we cannot afford not to do it, because these lands that we purchase oftentimes are recharge areas for the aquifer, where we get our drinking water. The lands are also oftentimes lands that abut the bay that has made great strides in improving, which is key to our economy. So it's not just the environmental aspects, but it's also the bread and butter issue of drinking water and our economy to ensure that we have the viability of the bay.